Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
It won't sound like a 2021 message, but God actually gave this message to me. I was trying to figure it out today because God drops a lot of words. I'm going to tell you when God speaks to me most. Two times. When I'm mowing grass, which is a lot, especially these days, and when I'm cleaning stalls or feeding my horses. I guess it's because I'm by myself. It's quiet. Nobody's around. And so when he drops a word, I just take out my phone and I just type it out in a note section. And I have a note section that says sermons and or thoughts, something to that effect. And I just write down bullet points. I'll go back and look at those bullet points, Brother Emin, and sometimes they make no sense at that moment until I keep adding to it. Well, this one's been sitting in my phone for probably about 3 years. I was going through it recently, and God said, now's a good time to share that word, but it fits 2021 so well. I want to want us to turn to Proverbs, the 24th Proverb, verse 16. That's our jumping off point, but we're going to spend a lot of time. Won't get there tonight, I'm sure, but we're going to spend a lot of time in the 51st Psalm, which is not as popular as the 23rd Psalm or the 150th Psalm, but it might be more powerful for those that are facing a low point or a valley in their life. Proverbs 24, verse 16, for a just man falls seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. For a just man falls seven times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. I want to preach on the subject, and we'll be here for the next few Wednesday nights, comeback season. Comeback season. Your setback is a setup for your comeback. Your setback is a setup for your comeback. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back more anointed. I'm coming back wiser. Come on now, declare it. I'm coming back with people. I'm coming back with more money. I'm coming back with more purpose. I'm coming back. Now turn to your second choice neighbor and tell him, I'm on the comeback trail. Just tell him, I'm on the comeback trail. You may be seated. Last night I witnessed something great on television. Game 5 of the Phoenix Suns Lakers game. It was over by 2 minutes into the second quarter. And they knew that it was over. The they is the commentators and the producers on TNT. Because for the rest of the second quarter, they kept talking and teasing a comeback. Don't go anywhere, because LeBron in the third quarter and fourth quarter, they kept teasing this. Not probable, but plausible. Probably wasn't going to happen, but stranger things have happened. Because realize, if you get down by 30 points, you can go up by 30 points. And so I want to encourage somebody today. It might not look like God promised it, but if you're still breathing tonight, it's not over. It's not over. I know that's going over about every other person's head, but there's about eight people that have grabbed hold of that word already, that it's your comeback season, that you've come through some hell, and you've come through some things that took out lesser people, that you could have quit, you could have stopped, you could have thrown in the towel, you could be whining in the corner, but here you sit on a Wednesday night, you're even shocked that you're still standing, that devil can't believe that you're still standing, but there is a God that said, hey, I brought you this far, and I'll take you the rest of the way. I just need you to buy into the fact that it is not over. It's not over. We're in a comeback season of Living Way. I love where we're at. I hope Pastor Becky doesn't mind me telling this, but when we shut the doors in March of 2020 because of COVID. That was tough for Pastor Becky. We sat in her office, and with tears streaming down her face, she talked about how she couldn't believe that it had come to this. But man, that first Sunday when we opened the doors, I love to tell you that the building was packed twice, but it wasn't packed twice. But oh, it was good seeing people start coming back. And as bad as the COVID shutdown was, it made that first Sunday so sweet. And can I tell you that the trials that you face and the mess that you go through, it's not easy going through it. Sometimes you wouldn't choose to go through it again. But as crazy and as nasty as the process is, oh, it makes victory so much sweeter. Every Sunday and Wednesday, when I walk out that door, I say, let's go. Why? Because I remember 15 months ago when it was just about 18 or 20 of us in this room, and it felt a little different. But I thank God, well, so-and-so didn't show up. Oh, it doesn't matter about so-and-so. You showed up. I showed up. And as long as the doors are open, we are on the comeback trail. And every Sunday, a few more people come back. And every Sunday, the altar's getting a little fuller. And every Wednesday, more kids next door at kids' church. Every Wednesday, more people straggling in here after work. Why? Because we're on the comeback trail. More people coming back to church. More people coming to the altar. More people coming back to Jesus. I love a good comeback story. I love the comeback story of the saints of God. That's you and I. Because we know that ultimately we win. Because the greatest comeback story ever was Jesus Christ. They crucified him. He took his final breath on a Friday, and for 3 days, his body laid in that grave. People eulogized him. People cried about him. People said it's over and went about, but all there was a few that remember what God had promised. He said the building, the temple, would be torn down, but after 72 hours, that thing would be resurrected again. Can I tell you, if Jesus got out the grave, you can get out your slump. If Jesus got out the grave, you can get out of the valley. If Jesus got out the grave, oh, I'm talking to somebody watching online tonight. You've been struggling with depression. If Jesus got out the grave, you can get out of the bed. Can I encourage you today that your comeback season is at hand? Coming back. I'm coming back. Don't judge me by the first quarter score. Don't judge my year by my May. Don't judge my year by my June. Come on, can I talk to somebody? Don't judge your 2020 decade, your decade by 2020. Don't judge your week by what happened Tuesday. Don't judge your future by what happened last year. God is in it. We serve a resurrected God and a resurrecting God. Oh, I like that. We serve a resurrected God and a resurrecting God. People very rarely ever point to your future. They always want to talk about what happened and what's going on today. But when you talk about faith, faith doesn't take into account what happened. Faith doesn't take account what's going on right now. Faith says, remember what God's word says. Remember what God's word promised you. Remember, no matter how many times you fall down, there is a getting up season. No matter how far you've fallen behind, there is a progress. There is a forward season to your life. So as we jump into this comeback season series, I want to talk to you about the setbacks in your life being the setups for the greatest comeback that you have ever seen. Setbacks can come in many forms. Setbacks can be a bad day, a bad season, a bad month, a bad year, a bad decade. The enemy will use anything to set back, to set us back. And when we look at that word setback, there's just a couple things that I want us to realize about the setback. A setback is a check to progress. Now that phrase, a check to progress, I correlate, because I grew up in a spirit-filled church, I correlate that as a check to the spirit. When we've heard the phrase, I just had a check in my spirit, what we're saying is the Holy Ghost said, hold on now, slow down. Proceed with caution, because there's traps around you, there's ambushments around you, there's people around you. You need to be careful. Have you ever walked somewhere and you felt a check in your spirit? Don't open your mouth, because what you say, they're going to manipulate. They're going to use against you. And so the Spirit checks us to keep us from making a mistake moving forward. But the enemy checks us to stop our progress so that we can be drugged back. Can I encourage you with this? The devil can't make you backslide if you're moving forward. So he has to stop you first. And then, oh, that's good preaching right there. He has to stop you before he can make you backslide. And so my goal is I never want to be stopped. I always want to be moving forward. I always want to, you say, well, what about when the Spirit checks you? Oh, you've got to get really good at hearing the Spirit and walking in faith all simultaneously at the same time, so you don't have to stop the first week of June and get your direction for the rest of the year, but you can say, all right, God, I'm hearing you, and I'm walking those steps out each and every day. But the setback, the enemy, he checks you so that you pause, and when you pause is when he brings all hell against you to make you go backwards. Backwards is not an option for believers. Forward faith. Forward movement. That's why you pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost to push you forward. You read the Word of God every day to push you forward. You get people in your inner circle, your squad of friends, to keep you moving forward. There's some people in your squad that aren't really for you. They're just around you, and they're wanting to take you back. But that's why I've got the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's going to tell me, hey, you outgrew so-and-so. You need to change circles, or you need to get them out of your circle. So a setback is a check to progress, a reversal, or a defeat. When we talk about reversal, we always talk about, let's change the report of the enemy. Well, the devil wants to change the report of the Lord. When God calls you healed, he wants to reverse that. When God calls you delivered, he wants to reverse that. A setback is a defeat. But can I remind you that failure is not final? Failure is not fatal unless you stop. If I make a mistake, I'm getting up, I'm dusting off, and I'm keep on moving forward. I'm not staying in my mistake. I'm not wallowing in my despair. I'm shaking it off, and I'm moving forward. Can I encourage you? You made some mistakes, but those mistakes are only mistakes if you lay there. Those mistakes become lessons if you get up and say, oh, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to go there again. I'm never going to give the devil that place again, because the last time it made me trip, but I learned something. If you learn something, every mistake becomes a testimony that even when I did wrong, even when I didn't know what to do and I didn't know the right thing to do, my defeat taught me something that didn't work. One of the greatest inventors, I forgot the exact quote, but it's paraphrased, I didn't fail that many times. I just learned what doesn't work. Every time you fail, you can learn something or you can lose something. I choose to learn something. I choose to say, I'm never going to do it like that again. I know what doesn't work. So that now that means, oh, come on, now that means my percentage of success is greater, because I've taken one failure, I've taken one way that doesn't work off of the table. So your setback is a check to progress, a reversal, a defeat. My setback is a setup for my comeback. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, my setback is a setup for my comeback. For every comeback story, there's a setback story. If you're taking notes, write this one down. Do not allow a temporary setback to become your permanent reality. a temporary setback, it's temporary. You know the mistake that the Israelites made was they got comfortable living in the wilderness because it was better than slavery. Then the enemy started messing with their minds and said, it's not better than Egypt. Let's go back to Egypt. Can I encourage you that your setback in 2021 was not supposed, or in 2020 was not supposed to follow you into 2021. Monday's mistake was not supposed to follow you into Tuesday. What all that went wrong in May was not supposed to be here on June 2nd. Don't make that temporary setback a permanent reality. My reality is not based on everything the devil's trying to do. The reality that I live in is that God is not a man that he should lie. His promises are yes and amen. There's thousands of those promises. And so instead of waiting for the other shoe to drop or the other foot to drop, I'm not waiting for the other foot to drop. I'm waiting on the next blessing and the next promise of God that's in that book that I know, stand on, and believe in faith. I'm waiting for that reality to show up, and I will not stop until that reality shows up. My setback is a setup. Setup is organization. For those of us that love the Word of God, you'll get where I'm going here in just a moment. Organization. Organization is important for anything to work. If you don't have organization, you have disorder. If you have disorder, you have chaos. God can't bless a mess. I know people think that's in the Bible. It's not in the Bible, but he does say do everything in decency and in order. He's saying organization is important in your life. Can I encourage you? Your spiritual life is never going to be organized unless you take the physical organization of your life. What does that mean? To organize means to take inventory of what you have, what you don't have, what you need, what you don't need anymore. Can I encourage you, if your house is a mess physically, I doubt up here is clear. A lot of times I got to go in and clean my office and my office space because it's so chaotic looking. And even though I get comfortable, oh, come on now. Sometimes I get comfortable in that chaos and I can work, but it doesn't create an environment. And so I've got to clean up just so I can think straight, just so I can do what is in front of me. Some of us are asking for things that you don't even need. You already have. If you would organize, you would find what you have. Bishop and I have a problem. Our problem is that our tools are scattered on different ranches, and we can never find the tool we need. I guarantee I'm going to give you the lesson on how to find something that's missing. Go buy another one. You'll find what was missing 6 hours later. Some of us have spent a lot of time in 2020 and 2021 praying for things we already have. And if we would just take inventory, I wasn't going to go down this road, but the Bible says that the woman who lost a coin, what did she do? She didn't get down on her knees and start praying. She started pushing furniture around saying, I know it's in here, and I'm not going to talk to God about what I need and what I don't have until I take inventory and organize my life. Sometimes our setback is just disorder. Don't know what we have. Don't know what we have. We don't know what we need. Don't know what we need. Don't know what we're capable of. We can't be what God has called us to be. But he said, I am here to set up and use that setback as a setup. God said, I am going to organize your life. For God to organize your life, have you ever seen those shows about hoarders where they invite somebody in and then they get mad because the person that they invited in starts throwing junk away that the person that lives there doesn't see as junk? Sometimes you need a new perspective. God is that perspective. The Holy Ghost is that perspective. And can I just tell you that when you and I invited Jesus to live in our hearts, it wasn't just to get us to heaven. It was so that God could get us right here on earth. And so when I invited the Holy Spirit to reign supreme in my life, it wasn't to just speak in tongues on Sunday and Wednesday. It wasn't to show out and show off in church. Well, the reason I got filled with the Holy Ghost is because the Holy Ghost will come into my life and say, now, Brandon, that's junk. You don't need that in your life. And then sometimes we have the audacity to get mad at the God that we invited into our life. Remember, the Holy Spirit is not here to make us comfortable. The Holy Spirit is to get us to heaven. Come on. The Holy Spirit sometimes says, hey, that thing that you've been clinging to, you got to let it go. You'll never come back. You'll never get to where God has called you to. You'll never come all the way back to where God is pulling you out of and taking you to until you get rid of that thing, until you get rid of that person, until you get rid of that thinking, that mentality, until you get rid of those emotions, until you get rid of that sin. I'm preaching now. Until you get rid of all of that stinking thinking until you get rid of those things. So can I just encourage you, like your kids used to treat you and my kids treated me when they were little, they can be mad and still clean up the playroom. They can be crying and still clean up their bedroom. You can be mad at the Holy Ghost all you want as long as you're chunking those things. Why? Because God is organizing and God is arranging. That word set up there means God is arranging. What does that mean? That while you're worshiping and receiving on Wednesday night, that God is working behind the scenes. One of the greatest lyrics that we have had here in the last couple years is, even when I do not see him, he is working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Even when I don't hear it, he's working. Can I encourage you that everything that's going on in the world does not have God stressed out? He is not wringing out his hands. He is waiting on a generation to say, I'm coming back after 15 months of hell on earth. I'm coming out of this. I'm not going to use it as an excuse. I'm not going to use it as a reason. But God, I'm going to use that as a thing to propel me to the greatest season of my life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm coming back. God is organizing. God is arranging. Let me backtrack to order. That's why I love series. Let me just backtrack to organization. Can I just tell you that 2020 in my life, God pruned my relationship. I got quiet. God took people that I had known for 10 years. Without any rhyme or reason. No heads up. No quickening for me. Maybe I ignored it. Maybe I missed it. But people in my life that have been around forever started disappearing. And God dropped this word in my life in June of 2020. He said, you know, Brandon, it is possible to grow by subtraction. And when God started pulling people out, he didn't even replace them. I just found out that, wow, God, look at what I can get done when the wrong people are out, when they're not clouding my vision, when I don't have their lack of faith, when I don't have all of their craziness around me. Look at what I can do. And God says, look at what you can do. Look at what I can do when you get all those people out of your life and out of chirping in your ear, and you're not having to put out those fires anymore, but now you're able to do everything that I've called you to do. I'm helping somebody today that you lost some things in 2020, and don't look at those losses as a setback. You might be in a setback position, but the greatest thing could have been them walking out of your life. The greatest thing could have been you deleting their phone number and blocking them on social media. Why? Because you're coming back and they can't come with you. Can't come with you. God is organizing. God is putting things in place. I wish that we all had spiritual eyes and ears to see that God right now is literally moving people across the nation to San Antonio that are going to benefit you. I wish we could see it that right now, I know your job is closed, work is shut down, all the lights are out, but I wish you could see what God was rearranging at your job that is going to benefit you in August and September. I know you can't see it. Just keep worshiping. I know you can't hear it. Just keep believing. I know you can't experience it yet. Just keep serving, because I'm here to tell you that God is organizing, that God is arranging, and here's the third one. God is getting ready your next season so that when you step into it, as I preached before, the prepared it and the prepared you intersect. That means the right person, the right time, the right place, the right thing. Your comeback depends on a setback. There is no great comeback story. The greatest sports franchise and the greatest player, Tom Brady, to ever play any professional team sport. I hate to bring it up because I know we got a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans, but I'm still trying to figure out how they blew that Super Bowl a few years ago, because everybody counted them. And I remember sitting next to my best friend, and we were watching that game, and I said, don't give up. And I was just being facetious. I said, don't give up. All we need in this fourth quarter is they're going to have to score three touchdowns, get an onside kick, recover the onside kick, kick two field goals, get a two-point conversion, and they're going to win. Little did I know that's exactly what was going to happen. Can I encourage somebody today? I know it doesn't look like it. And some of us have said, oh, that can only happen if God shows up, does this, moves this person, says this, brings this into my life. Well, sit back, baby, because that's what God's getting ready to do in the people of faith's life. If you've got the faith, God's got the miracle. If you've got the time, God's got the comeback. And one of the reasons why a lot of people call Tom Brady the GOAT is because of what he overcame to win game. The reason we call you blessed, the reason you are called favor, the reason you have a testimony is not because your life was perfect, but look at everything that God brought you through so he can bring you to. Cancer should have stopped you, but it didn't. The divorce should have derailed you, but it didn't. Your setback was a setup for your comeback. Woo! It's comeback season. It's comeback season. Give me a couple more minutes. It's comeback season. Setup. Setback is your setup. Comeback. It excites me to know the God of the universe is not just looking at Israel and Palestine with his back to Brandon. It blesses me to know that God's got his finger on the pulse of the Middle East, but his other hand is working in my life. It blesses me to know that when all hell is breaking loose, the devil is looking, what's he gonna do? And God is looking, what's he gonna do? And all eyes are on me. And sometimes I might have a little bubble and some bumble, and sometimes I might have a little fumble, and sometimes I might trip, but I and you are just people of God. And if I fall down twice, I'm getting up twice. If I fall down 15 times, I'm getting up 15 times. It is so good to know God is organizing, arranging, and getting things ready for the believer. And the comeback is defined by a return to former high rank, position, prosperity. I've never seen a dictionary used etc., but it used etc. It said etc. means there's too many things for us to talk about. The book couldn't hold everything that your comeback entails. That sounds like a verse. If everything that Jesus had been done had been written down, the books in the world could not hold it. Come on. Oh, that tells you an expansive God is out there working on your setup for your comeback. Can I encourage you? God is bringing you back to your rank. God is bringing you back to your position. God is bringing you back to that prosperity. God is bringing you back to that anointing. God is bringing you back to where the devil tried to rob you. God is not only bringing you back, but when you show up, now you've got a testimony. And the reason you can move forward is you have a testimony of where you've been. Pastor Becky, if you'll come, let me share this with you. I want to make sure that I say this right. Sometimes when we hit a stronghold, let's go get a little into Sunday's teaching. Sometimes when we hit a stronghold or a brick wall and we can't bust through it, we've got to learn different ways. Some of us try the same thing over and over and over, and we get frustrated. And so we need to re-strategize. And I came home the other day, and man, carrying around her bow. I told you Sunday, she's like Hunger Games all the time. What you doing that bow? She said, I'm moving in and out of the garage because that heat up there is going to warp it. I said, what hasn't I? All the time. What? I said, you've been shooting this week? She said, yeah, I've been shooting all the time. I'm reminded of that arrow. That arrow doesn't work until it's stretched back. The arrow doesn't do anything until it's stretched back. The forward momentum is not there unless it's stretched back. And I'm no physicist, but I do know that the farther I go back and the farther I stretch that thing back, I know the farther it goes and with more velocity it travels. Can I tell you that that's what your testimony is? Your testimony is not that I failed. Your testimony is not that I went back a couple steps. Your testimony was where I was, I couldn't get through. But thanks be to God, when it wasn't working, I took a couple steps back. God stretched me. It was my setback, but God used it as a setup, and he launched me forward. Stand on your feet. This is the word. I feel it. This is the word. Two reasons why we failed and why we fail. We haven't gone far enough, and we haven't gone with enough velocity and power. But the setback, I didn't even get to Romans 8:28. All things work together. All things. How many cancer, we always say survivors. You didn't survive. You kicked the mess. I was going to say something else. You kicked the mess. You're a cancer beater. You're a cancer dominator. How many of you have beat cancer? Raise your hand. Woo! Look at him. I'll just speak for them. None of them will say, hey, give me another round of it. But every one of them will say, I'm stronger because of it. I've gone further because of it. I've done things with power that I could not do before. And so when we say, I know that all things work together for the good. Setback is your setup for the comeback season of your life. Starting the first 3 minutes saying that there is no comeback without Jesus Christ. One of the things that Bishop has been preaching on these last few weeks, and it's convicted me as a pastor, as a preacher, that Brandon, you better make sure that you preach a lot of Jesus. I don't care what you're talking about. Preach a lot of Jesus. Whether we're talking about tithing Jesus, talking about healing Jesus. Why? Because none of it works without him.
Pastor, man, I need a comeback in my life. Do you know Jesus? Without Jesus, there is no comeback. However, when you have Jesus, and you get that spirit that raised him from the dead, now dwells in you, that's how you beat cancer. That's how you overcome addiction. That's how you don't let a pink slip ruin your month, your year. That's why a rejection doesn't kick you off the wagon back to addiction. I want to open this altar right now for those of you that say, Pastor Brandon, I am ready for my comeback season right here, right now. It starts my comeback.